So I say the next step is the assignment of these signals to the channels in the receiver. The signals from several satellites enter the receiver simultaneously, and the channels of the RF section, the undifferentiated signals, are identified and segregated from one another. And a channel, it's not unlike, as I say, a channel on a TV set. It's a hardware or a combination of hardware and software that can do this separation. Now, only one frequency from one satellite is on one channel at a time. That's the way the receivers generally work today. Now, in the past, there were receivers that were multiplex receivers. In other words, they had a very few channels. And what they would do is they would track the signal from one satellite for a time, and then they would shift over to another, and then back and forth. And this was a way to get along with very few channels. But it had a tendency to increase the noise in the signal, and tracking was not as sure. Today, it is common for receivers to have many channels, 8, 12, even more. Some receivers have 24 or more than that. And, of course, the concept here is that each signal can go into its own channel and be handled there. This is a good thing. It reduces the noise in the signal. And you may ask, why would it be that it would be a good idea to have more channels than there are satellites? Well, one reason might be, as we're going to discuss later on, that as GNSS matures, there will be quite an increase in the number of satellites that are available, not necessarily GPS, Galileo, GLONASS, and others. And if interoperable receivers are going to be achieved, then perhaps there would be useful to have more than the channels of 24 or 24.